Today on Gardening in a Minute, Hay Bale Gardens. Hay bale gardens are an easy and low-cost way to create raised beds. They provide the perfect place to grow sweet potatoes, vining melons, and plenty of other vegetables. Start with at least 4 hay bales and arrange them in an open square. Remember to choose a sunny spot. Fill in the center of the square with soil and then add your vegetable plants. After planting, be sure to water and fertilize your plants on a regular basis. Your hay bale garden will last for 3 to 4 gardening seasons before it begins to decompose and fall apart. When it does, just use a pitchfork to turn the hay into the soil, then you'll have a rich organic soil mixture that you can use to fill in the center of your next hay bale garden. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Spring Vegetable Gardens. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door, and now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. Spring crops include sweet corn, cucumber, tomato, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in your garden they'll be located. Make sure your site gets plenty of sun and is near a source of water. Get your soil tested to find out what nutrients it needs. Your county extension office can help with this process. Purchase or start your own transplants or plant seeds directly in the soil. For best results, choose varieties recommended for Florida. Water and fertilize as needed and keep an eye out for pests. For more information about vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, azaleas. Azaleas brighten our landscapes with their spectacular and varied flower masses. They're used in large borders or as landscape centerpieces. You can select from a wide range of flower colors and mature plant sizes to fit many landscape sites and personal tastes. Azaleas perform best in areas with filtered sunlight. They prefer well-drained, acidic soils and have a shallow root system that will benefit from mulch. Peak azalea bloom season is from late February to early April. Many types of azaleas grow well in North and Central Florida, but fewer are recommended for South Florida. To create full bushy plants, prune your azaleas after they finish flowering. Wrap up your pruning before the 4th of July to ensure flowers the following year. For more information about azaleas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, container-grown tomatoes. Many people enjoy growing tomatoes in containers. It's a great solution for gardeners with limited space, and it gives any gardener more control over the growing conditions. Select a container that'll be large enough so that the soil won't dry out too quickly. A 5-gallon bucket with holes drilled in the bottom is an easy and affordable option. Choose smaller growing varieties and plant them in a rich, well-drained potting media. Add a tomato cage to help support the plants. Place the containers where they will receive at least 6 hours of sun and water them consistently so that they won't dry out. A self-watering container can make watering even easier. Follow a regular fertilization schedule, and before long, you'll have a harvest you can be proud of. For more information about tomatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, roses. Roses can be thorny to care for, but their beauty and fragrance makes them worth the effort. Roses have many different flower colors, forms, and scents. There are miniature roses for small spaces, climbing roses for trellises, shrub types, and cutting varieties. Plant roses in soil that is well-drained and amended with compost or peat moss. Roses need at least 6 hours of sunlight and frequent water and fertilizer to bloom their best. However, many antique or old garden roses perform well with minimal care. Any grafted roses should be on Fortuniana rootstock. Remove flowers as they fade and cut your plants back in late winter. Keep an eye on your roses for common diseases like powdery mildew and leaf spots. Grow your own bouquet of America's favorite flower. For more information about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.